This is Backseat Box Office, episode number 226, for the weekend of April 3rd through April 5th. Hey, this is Jeff.
And this is Art.
And we are the Backseat Producers, and you are listening to Backseat Box Office. Art, how's it going?
It's going really good. I am 5 days into 8 days off, and thoroughly enjoying every minute of it.
So how's the weather treating you then? I know usually this is the part of the show where we get Art's weather, but why don't you share?
It's been beautiful the last couple of days, but I heard there's a possibility of snow tomorrow. It was 70 yesterday. It was sunny today, and rumor has it snow tomorrow. I haven't confirmed that. Somebody just told me that, and it was sad enough that I was too scared to look.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since you're in such a good mood, let's transition to some other people that are in a good mood, and that's the people that had anything to do with either Home or Get Hard. And what I mean by that is the movie's called Home and Get Hard. So let's talk about last weekend's box office results. So for the weekend of March 27th through March 29th, here are the top five. At number one, we have Home, which came in at $52.1 million. At number two, we have Get Hard, that came in at $33.8 million. At number three, the Divergent series, Insurgent, came in at $21.5 million. At number four, we have Cinderella, which came in at $17.1 million. And at number five, It Follows at $3.8 million. And there's your top five, but we have to talk about It Follows a little bit, because last week it was number 19. It jumped all the way up to number five. And not only did it jump from 19 to 5, but according to Box Office Mojo's calculations, the percent change from last week to this week is 1,000%.
Yeah, but it added over 1,000 theaters, so it widened up quite a bit there.
Well, but that's that. But if it's a... So it should have went up 100% if they're doubling the theaters, not 1,000.
No. They didn't double the theaters. They added 10 times the theaters.
10 times. Okay, I got you now. Okay, so Art's right. All right. So, yeah.
But anyway, actually more than that, because it went up 186, 14. It was on 32 theaters last week.
Right.
Yeah, so it went from 32 to 1,218. But still, that's getting some legs there.
Yeah.
Home... that's a respectable showing. Still got a ways to go to even make budget, but it was a good strong opener. $50 million for an unknown property, for a new property, not unknown, but new.
Yeah. So I have a coworker, and she told me that she saw both movies over the weekend. She cried at the end of Home, and she fell asleep during To Get Hard, but she still liked it.
Yeah,
well, they went at midnight.
Oh, okay.
Midnight, comfy chair. She didn't have a chance.
No. Yeah, that was never going to work out. Brittany took Aubrey, and they went and saw it. And they both thoroughly enjoyed it. They went during the day. I was still working. I was sad. I didn't get to go. But yeah, so I'll be looking forward to that when it comes out on DVD.
Yeah, now that was Fox. I was just about to say DreamWorks. But yeah, you know, it's good to see something that's not, like you said, based on something that we grew up on.
Right. Not just a retread or a reboot or a remake or a sequel.
Right.
No, I was very excited to see that movie. And then, you know, she ended up, a friend of hers wanted to go see it during the day. So, and it, she has, Cece and Lily, her little girl Lily, mm-hmm. who, update on that, is doing very well. She has like 2 weeks of chemo left, and then she'll be all done. She's all clear. Everything has gone well with her so far. So just mentioning that because that's who she went to the movies with. They went out to movies together.
That's
so, yeah.
Nice. Yes. Well, I'm glad to hear great news on the Lily front.
Yes.
So, okay. That is all for last weekend's box office. So let's fast forward to this weekend. We have one new movie, Art. Why don't you tell us about it?
All right, Furious 7, rated 82% fresh on the tomato meter. 110 reviews counted, 90 fresh, 20 rotten. 98% want to see it out of, hold your horses, 137,000 people. I mean, usually we have numbers, you know, tens of thousands, maybe 20, 30, 40, but 137,000 people want to see this movie.
There might be some people that are excited to see this.
Just a little bit, just a little bit. Continuing the global exploits in the Unstoppable franchise built on speed, Vin Diesel, Paul Walker, and Dwayne Johnson lead the returning cast of Fast and Furious 7. James Wan directs this chapter of the hugely successful series that also welcomes back favorites Michelle Rodriguez, Jordana Brewster, Tyrese Gibson, Chris Ludacris Bridges, Elsa Petyak, and Lucas Black. They are joined by international action stars new to the franchise, including Jason Statham, Jimon Hansu, Tony Jaa, Ronda Rousey, and Kurt Russell. Wow, I did not know about that. Rated PG-13 for prolonged frenetic sequences of violence, action, and mayhem, suggestive content, and brief, strong language, mystery and suspense, action and adventure. Directed by James Wan, written by Gary Scott Thompson, Chris Morgan, 2 hours and 20 minutes. So obviously we've got Vin Diesel, we got Paul Walker in his last role. We've already mentioned Tony Jaa, Jason Statham, Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Let's see.
Iggy Azalea.
I do not know that. Who that
okay,
is.
She's a pop singer.
Okay. Getting down to the end of the list. And no. Yep, we already mentioned all the big names. So yeah, I still have not seen the sixth movie in this franchise. I am behind.
Well, I'm way behind because I've seen one of them. And well, that was Tokyo Drift.
Nice. The one that's least related to the entire franchise. Nice.
True.
Epic. Epic, Jeff. Very epic.
Yeah. Thank you.
I love these movies. They just keep getting more and more outrageous, bending the bounds of physics, and yet I still enjoy them.
Well, there's one thing I have to bring up. Entertainment Weekly, I guess their cover story last week was about how Fast and Furious 7 kind of shines a light on that there's no diversity in movies.
Okay.
Because there's not a lot of movies where I guess you have almost every, I don't want to say every ethnicity, but it seems like most of the minorities represented in this one.
Right, right.
I mean,
very true.
So, I don't know. Do you feel it? Because they're saying that this movie, the cast kind of reflects the people that are going to movies nowadays. Now, I didn't really say that as well as I probably should have. But I don't know. I was kind of thinking about it, and I don't think that you see, you know, because movies kind of get focused on a certain demographic nowadays.
Very true.
So maybe I need to give these movies a chance.
They're action movies. They're action movies with a strong bent towards, you know, cars driving fast, the whole tuner mentality, you know, but it's an action movie. I mean, it's an action movie like any other. They're very focused on the cars. You know, the cars is a focus of the movie.
Yeah.
I think the diversity of the movie, I mean, I applaud them for diversity.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the problem with the diversity that is brought to this movie. They're all criminals.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, you know.
But they're good guys.
sure. Yeah. No, not really.
Well.
They're criminals. In the first movie, the white guy is an undercover cop infiltrating a criminal organization full of criminal minorities. So I don't know. The diversity, did it happen by accident? You know, I don't know.
Just because they're criminals doesn't make them bad people.
It does not. It does not. They are very likable people. These are enjoyable, but they're stealing. They may be stealing from other criminals, but stealing.
I
think it's kind of funny. But yes, there's a lot. You know what? It's diversity in Hollywood, and that makes me happy. I have no problems with that.
No, I was just going to say that I've kind of discounted these movies because I'm not really a big car guy.
Right. And okay, that's fine. I see. I yeah. love to drive. I'm not tuning my car, but I love to drive. You know, I love road trips. I love, you know, I did a 10-day trip where I drove 1500 miles. You know, I drove an average of 150 miles a day driving all over up and down Florida, you know, just hitting different spots, and loved every minute of it. You know, I love road trips. I love traveling by car. I love cars. So these movies, you know, I find them very enjoyable. But they are also very much action movies. I think Tokyo Drift is the weakest of the bunch. So do not let that color your perceptions. I say watch the other movies, you know, and see what you think. But I think you would enjoy them. They're action movies. That's really what they are.
Yeah, it's not like I went out to the theater. It was just I was home by myself Saturday morning. It just happened to be on.
Right.
So anyways.
Yeah.
So yeah.
If they release some type of big box set, you know, I'll just pick it all up.
Right.
Because I don't own any of these. I've seen most of them, but don't own any of them.
Yeah. So okay. So that was the one movie that was coming out in wide release. Oh, I forgot to ask. Are you going out of the theater to see this?
I will not. Like I said, I still haven't seen the sixth one, so I wouldn't go out of my way to see this one.
So you're not going to know. You're not going to be able to follow the story. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes. Okay. I just like continuity. Okay, sir.
Okay. All right.
Don't begrudge me that. But I will leak into our little news ahead of time. Fast and Furious 7 already broke a ticket sale record. It is the it's already pre-sold more tickets than the Winter Soldier last year in this same time frame. So people are buying their tickets early, and they're buying them by the box load.
Okay, hold that thought. I have a news item related to what you just talked about.
Okay, well, that was just a little sneak peek.
Okay.
So let's moving on with the show.
All right, so that's it for what's coming out this weekend. So now we can get to share time. And I am sorry to say that Tad decided to take this week off. So, Tad, we are anxiously awaiting your voicemail for next week. Enough said with that. Art, what did you watch this week?
What did I watch this? You know what? I have not watched much of anything. I'm trying to think. I've been mostly trying to get out of the house, spend time with, you know, Aubrey and the family. We'd obviously be going somewhere, doing something, you know, weekly swimming and riding the train at the mall. It's been a pretty slow week for watching television. I'm still catching up on Sleepy Hollow. I've watched a few episodes of that. I'm still thoroughly enjoying it. It's probably at some point going to cross over into me running some type of gothic horror game. I think that's about it. I can't think of anything else. I've watch the latest Monster High movie. The latest addition to Netflix has been Haunted High, and I've probably seen it a half dozen times in the last few days. I'm pretty much done with that. But it's her favorite. Fortunately, she likes watching it on my phone just as she does, as much as she watches likes watching it on the big TV. So, you know, I just, here, take the phone, go away, leave me alone. Is that sad? Is that bad? I don't know. Maybe a little.
No, not at all. Not at all.
I still spend tons of time with her. Anyway, that is the only thing I think I've watched. Nothing else is really coming to mind. If I remember, I'll bring it up. But right now I'm drawing a blank. Sleepy Hollow is the only thing. And more Vampire Diaries, because that's what Brittany's watching, you know, whenever she has a chance. I don't know how your daughter is getting along with that. But it's an interesting show. I like talking with her about the rules in the show as far as, you know, what kills a vampire, these guys are walking around in the sun. Why is that happening? What is going on? How does compulsion work? How does being turned work? You know, so it's very interesting. The little rules and little world they're developing.
Yeah, she hasn't watched any more Vampire Diaries. She was gone last week, or spring break. She got to go to New York.
Oh, nice.
So she was she watched some movies on the plane, but she's been away from the TV.
Okay. So who did she go to New York with?
She went with my grandmother.
Very nice.
Yeah. Okay. She didn't get a chance to take me when she was working all the time. So she's taking her being retired and having you know, being well off enough to able to take her on a plane trip somewhere, and she chose New York, and she got to go on a mini tour of Juilliard, and she's been taking dance classes five days a week, and so hopefully that's not going to kill our checkbook too bad, but, you know, we'll see. If she works her butt off and can get into Juilliard, I got no problem with her going.
Right. So no, absolutely. That's amazing.
She had a wonderful time. It was 39, probably in the 20s wind chill when she got there. So that was a rude awakening for her. And she came back with a little bit of a sore throat. But she had a wonderful time. She had a wonderful time. I was a little worried about her on Friday because about 10 blocks east of where they were staying, a building collapsed in New York.
Wow.
Yes. There was a gas explosion, and I guess three floors, collapsed. It was like an eight-story apartment building or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was on the Lower East side of Midtown Manhattan. So that was fun. Yeah, that was fun.
Okay, now you said your grandmother or her grandmother?
My mom, her grandmother.
Your mom, her grandmother. Okay, I think you said your grandmother.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So I was like, wait a minute.
No.
Gotcha, okay.
Unfortunately, she is no longer with us.
Right,
so,
right.
So, yeah. So, you know, the moral of the story, she hasn't watched Vampire Diaries in a while.
No problem. Okay, so tell me about what you've been watching.
Okay, I want to go back a little bit to the movies that are coming out this weekend. And when my wife and I, we went to go see The 100-Foot Journey, we saw a trailer for what looks like a very good indie movie, and it's called Woman in Gold. Now, Woman in Gold stars Helen Mirren, also has Ryan Reynolds, Daniel Brühl, Katie Holmes, and Max Irons. I don't know who he is. But essentially, she was, I'm going to say, a noblewoman in Austria during World War II. And Germany came in and stole some of her family heirloom art, and she wants it back. So she hires Ryan Reynolds to take the country of you know what? I think it's Austria. Because I remember in the trailers that they're going to take the country of Austria to court. So I have my details mixed up, but that essentially they're taking a country to court over getting their art back. So it looks really good. So I'm going to see if I can track it down somehow.
Okay.
So I'm just, everyone, see if you can go see Woman in Gold and let us know how it is. Okay. What did I watch last week? Well, I had a free preview thanks to DirecTV of Encore and Stars. So what did I record that just came out recently? Nothing. They had a huge marathon of black sales. And did I want to get involved with black sales? No. The last thing I need is another show that I can't watch that I'll become addicted to.
I still haven't
caught up with Silicon Valley, and the season, the DVD set just came out. But yeah, I can't. I knew enough not to try to get involved with black sales.
How did you hear about this? I never hear about these things in time. I always hear about them after the fact.
Check your mail on your satellite.
So
every time you turn the TV on, there's somewhere on the interface that says you have messages. You just have to check it every time. I'm in IT. I am anal about emails. And that's why I find out about these things.
I've got to get that in my brain. Every show we do, can you please remind me until it becomes help me, Jeff, help me.
All right, I have very affordable rates.
I've heard so many good things about black sales, and I would have totally just recorded all of that. I would have deleted stuff off my DVR to make room.
Yeah, well, you know what's funny is we just got a brand new DVR, so it is brand spanking new. I have plenty of space. But I had it set to record, and it said that you're going to end up with about 28 episodes. And I just know what happens. They're going to sit there.
They'll sit there
for
and
the
lock.
Longest time, and then I get DVR shamed by the wife and the kids. Right. You still haven't watched Black Sails? All right, and so anyways, I did not record Black Sails. I did record an old movie called Meatballs that I'm about halfway through. It's just, it's hard to watch because
I can't imagine that holding up.
There was so many, I never realized during the 80s that there were so many Caucasians with fros.
Uh-huh.
And it kind of took me out of it. And but you know, you gotta love Bill Murray. And one movie that I love, The Way Way Back, is totally derivative of Meatballs. So I feel like I have to watch it.
Right.
So I mean,
you're rewatching this, right? Or have you never seen this?
I never saw Meatballs.
Wow, that's amazing. I would have thought everybody from our generation would have seen that movie.
No,
because it was so iconic at the time, and it was all over cable for so many years.
Now, I was raised by my mom, and you know, there was no dad in the picture, and I was a single child, or I was the only child, and so I basically got to watch a lot of chick flicks.
I didn't
get to see, like, I never organized crime movies, that kind of thing, and
right.
and anything that was a raunchy comedy.
Yeah,
and Meatballs is one of those movies that just
totally slipped
by.
Okay.
And at that point, I probably was watching Buck Rogers in the 25th Century for the 13th time, as opposed to watching Meatballs.
Hey, you know, I love me some Buck Rogers.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Okay.
Was it Linda Gray? Linda Gray.
It was Linda Gray, Gil Gerard. I can't remember who. Dr. Thermopolis.
And just Linda Gray. I don't care about anybody else.
Yeah,
Linda Gray,
One
Piece unitard. Oh my goodness, I could have watched that all day long. Bitty 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 bitty.
All right. Okay. So moving on, I also rewatched a couple of really bad '80s movies. Bad, but I loved them so much when I first watched them. We were big Dice Clay fans, so we watched The Adventures of Ford Fairlane.
Nice.
Almost unwatchable unless you have some nostalgia for that movie. And mm-hmm. I also watched probably the James Bond movie that I have seen the most times, Octopussy.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I love it, but yeah, it's not a good film. And I'm still trying to figure out how there are trapezes outside and a castle. But anyways, so. That pretty much covers the movies that I've watched. I'm caught up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., enjoying it very much. They're breaking out the, you know, some new cast, and I think the story, you know, it's still drawing me in. I'm not getting bored with the storyline, and it was a good watch, and you know, there's a lot of questions. Okay. Now, one other thing that wasn't a TV show, wasn't a movie, I tracked down, and by tracked down, I mean I saw it at the comic book store, and I picked up an audio drama that was done by this company. It's called Graphic Audio. Their website is graphicaudio.net, and for $20, I got a 7-CD set of a audio drama of Secret Wars.
Okay.
Now, I felt like that I had to check out Secret Wars first, because they have like 12, 14 different titles, which I'll go into in a second here.
Yes, yes, please
but,
do.
Now see, I have the first printing of Secret Wars in the room that I'm in right now, even though I never picked up number 12, so I didn't know how it ended. So I felt like I had to find out how it all ended, and you know, they're rebooting, or they're doing a new version of Secret Wars in a couple months that I keep hearing about. So I felt like that I had to catch up on the story. And there are certain things in there that I thought I remembered happened in Secret Wars, but maybe I'm wrong. But the story and the pacing probably could have been done better. But the audio production and the voice performance was fantastic.
Okay.
And, you know, it's funny. I didn't really think about any of these other things until I read in the comments. Some people were pissed off that Dr. Doom sounded like Dr. Frankenstein. I don't know. You know, it goes to, how does Dr. Doom sound in your head? What should he sound like?
Okay, but was he like, I mean, you're talking about like very European, German.
Oh, I know he's German, so I didn't have a problem. I didn't have a problem with that.
Right. Oh, wait. You totally spoke correctly. You said Dr. Doom,
mm-hmm.
and then said he sounded like Dr. Frankenstein. For whatever reason, you said Dr. Doom, and I thought Dr. Strange.
No.
I'm like, that would be really weird.
Yeah.
Okay, no. Dr. Doom, yeah, with the whole Latvian, Eastern Bloc, European, that's perfectly fine.
Yeah, so I put the first disc on and I had to listen to the rest of them. And I thought, they could have went this one way where it goes with seven CDs that if there's a title sequence on each CD, I don't know if I'm going to go back.
Right.
But I mean, because they had 40 different people vo
Okay.
doing voices.
Right. It was a lot of characters.
Yeah, there was a lot of characters.
What is this? Do you know what the runtime is? This is like 55, 60 minutes per disc.
6 hours total.
6 hours total.
The
Okay.
box is 7 discs, 6 hours, and you can. I went to their website, and you can just download the MP3. Like it was $20 for Secret Wars. If you just want the MP3, it's $14. They do have a mobile app that you can listen to these on, but the reviews have not been good from other people.
Okay.
But I really enjoyed it. The music was good. For a casual comics fan like me, they're really good. I mean, if you're bringing a lot of scrutiny to these kind of things, you might be disappointed. But I'm looking at what they have for Marvel right now, and there is outside of Secret Wars, they have 9 other titles, and they have 2 in the pipeline. They have Marvel Civil War, Death of Captain America, Guardians of the Galaxy, Rocket Raccoon, and Groot Steal the Galaxy. They have New Avengers Breakout, Astonishing X-Men Gifted, Iron Man Extremis, Marvel the Ultimates Against All Enemies, and then Marvel the Ultimates Tomorrow Man, and the last one is Spider-Man Drowned in Thunder. And then the ones coming are X-Men Days of Future Past and Avengers Everybody Wants to Rule the World. And they also have a fair number of DC titles too, if you're more into DC. But I felt like for $20, 7 CDs, 6 hours of entertainment, I didn't think that was bad.
Yeah, what is the name of the company
It's
again?
called graphicaudio.net. And they also have a series. I don't think they're original stories, but they've got a bunch of stuff on their site. So I greatly enjoyed it.
Mistborn. Nice. Yeah, they have a ton of stuff here.
Yeah. What's
Okay.
Mistborn?
Mistborn is a Brian Sanderson. It's a very popular, very big series. Just it's fantasy, it's like The Hobbit, Lord of the Rings in that vein. So yeah, I'm bookmarking this right now, sir.
Yeah, so when I go back to the comic store, because I'm in the geek club and I get the 10% discount, so I might buy the CDs again. But my son is, keeps tugging my arm. When are you gonna let me listen to Secret Wars? And I said, oh, we just have to spend 6 hours in the car.
Right.
So yeah, we'll see. So between the TV, and I've talked about movies, and I've talked about the audio drama I just listened to, I think that covers my share time. And you can rebut on anything else that you'd like to add before we get the news.
I didn't think of anything. I need to start taking better notes during the week. It's hard.
All right. Well, you've been off. You're used
I
to
have.
being a slacker, I guess, for this week. All right. So let's get the news. Art, what do you have for us?
Okay, I'm gonna start with Godzilla is getting another reboot. Here's the latest. Now this is coming from Toho Studios, so this is it's its own thing. It's not related to the Gareth Edwards remake starring Ken Watanabe. It's the images they're showing are back to the old Godzilla, the big man in a giant rubber suit. I don't know that it's going to be that that exact style, but this is Toho Studios, so you never know. They've still been consistently making and releasing movies in Japan, but this is set for 2018.
Wow.
Wait, no. Oh, Edwards currently has a sequel set for 2018. So the Godzilla. That Godzilla is 2018. Toho will release in 2016. So that's not too far away. It's next year. We should be getting one from Toho. So I don't know. I'm semi-interested because I was a big fan of the original Godzilla stuff and was very disappointed in the Matthew Broderick. And even though I heard good things, I didn't even bother with the latest one.
Okay. All right. So I asked you to you know, hold that thought when you're talking about Fast and Furious.
Yes.
And that they set a record for tickets. I found on Reddit Movies that there is a theater in California that is going to have 38 showings tomorrow. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, tomorrow, Friday, for Fast and Furious. Starting, oh no, I'm sorry. That no, that's tonight. Okay. Starting tonight at 7 p.m., so that's already passed.
Yes.
They are going to have basically 7, 7.30, 7.40, 8, 8.30, 9.10, 9.40, 10, so on and so forth. Or you can do 1.15, 1.30, 1.45, 2 a.m., all the way up till 5.30 a.m. Tonight you can watch Fast and Furious 7.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
They also have three shows for the D-Box, which is that seat that rumbles around and
right nice,
and you get, you know, the sound comes out of your bottom or something, I don't know.
Well, 9:10
p.m. 12:15 a.m. and 3:15 a.m. The sound comment, I have no idea if that's true, but
it might be.
Yeah, it might be.
Well, you know, if your seat is rumbling, you know, for a couple hours, there may be some sounds coming out of your bottom.
Yes, or you should go see a doctor.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. All right. Also, some more numbers on Fast and the Furious, because number one did okay. So back when it came out, June 20, 2001, domestic take was $144.5 million, did $62.9 million for a total of $207.4 million. Then we had in 2003, Too Fast and Too Furious. That one went down domestically, 127, but it went up international for 109 for a total of 236.3. And then my favorite one, the Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift, just because the only one I saw, that came out in 2006. Domestic take was 62.6. International, that was down 95.9 for a total of 158.5. And then when we get to Fast and Furious, this is where it starts ramping up. Domestic 155, international 208 for a total of 363.8, almost double what the previous one did. Then Fast 5, which came out in 2011, that did 210 million. That's pretty good. But international did 420 million for a total of $630 million. And then we get the Fast and Furious 6, which came out in May of 2013. Domestically, it did 238.7. About maybe a 15% bump from the previous one. International, 551.1 million. They almost made $800 million on the last one.
Yep.
So they are printing money.
Yes, they are.
With this one. And I'm sure that it's not, there's no stopping it. There's no stopping it. Last week, the number one and number two was 80 million.
They're estimating 115 million for its first 3 days. It's going to be. We talked about how it's going to be on over 4,000 theaters this weekend. It's going to be on 10,500 theaters overseas.
Oh yeah.
It's the biggest rollout they've ever attempted in overseas. So this is going to be huge. We'll see just how far it goes, but I think you said they made 800 million. Was that the lifetime gross for the last movie worldwide?
I think so.
Right. So we could be looking at a $1 billion movie here.
Mm-hmm.
Worldwide.
I just put a Hobbit in it, and it's sealed up.
Well, we haven't seen it yet. There may be a Hobbit in there.
Yeah. Well. Yeah. We'll see.
Okay. Okay. Have you heard about Warner Brothers' new religious epic, Apostle Paul?
No.
Okay, so they're making an Apostle Paul movie, and it looks like they found their new leading man. Hugh Jackman is set to take on the titular biblical role of Saul of Tarsus. So I thought that was very interesting. He is also going to be working as producer, and he's sharing that with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. So this could be really interesting. I'd like to see where this goes. I don't know what else to say about that. I just think it could be interesting. I like a good biblical film every now and then when done well. We'll see.
All right. Well, next week, let me see. Today's the 2nd. There's probably... It'll probably be, I think the 10th is when Daredevil comes out.
Yes.
All right. All right. So, io9.com has a early review of the Daredevil series, and the title says it's bloody fantastic. So, in a nutshell, they said it's completely different than anything Marvel's ever done as far as the cinematic universe is concerned.
Okay.
It feels like a roughly 12-hour movie. So, they go on and on about it. So, if you're so inclined, check out the new story on io9.com. I don't want to say too much more.
But, don't want to risk spoiling anything, but...
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, this is almost like a wave 2.5.
Yeah, you know? I'm excited.
Yeah. Yeah. So, we still don't know, you know, as far as subsequent shows, we know that Kristen Ritter is in the...
Jessica Jones.
I was just going to say January Jones. This is a Mad Men. So we know who is going to be in that one, but we don't know. They've announced who Luke Cage is going to be, but we don't know who Iron Fist is.
Right.
So, it should be at least, at the very least, I know what I'm going to be doing next Friday night.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No doubt.
Yeah. So be very excited about Daredevil for people that have Netflix. And if you don't have Netflix, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, no doubt. Go get it. It's not. It's like $8 a month. Come on, people.
Right. All right.
Stephen Amell is joining Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles as a classic character. So, this makes me very happy. I've heard nothing good things about Miss. I've still not gotten past, I think, episode 8 of the first season of Green Arrow. But as soon as I saw this, I thought, yes, he will make an excellent Casey Jones. Whether or not the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles will continue to be a good franchise remains to be seen. I've heard plenty of good things about the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles movie, but I've heard plenty of bad things as well from people who, mostly it's people who are purists, you know, who expect a certain thing and don't like things to change. But I believe, you know, it was successful enough at the box office to get a sequel. So, I'd like to see Stephen Amell be Casey Jones.
Yeah. You know, there's always some hope that maybe the person that made a lot of, I don't know, bad decisions on the first one, maybe might get attached to another project and they give, you know, another guy a shot.
Yeah.
It's someone who probably has a better understanding.
Right.
Of the Ninja Turtles. So, I mean, there's always hope.
There is. And, you know, sometimes people learn from their mistakes, you know.
Right.
You know, there were a lot of people who complained about the lens flare in the first Star Trek movie, and, you know, lens flare was significantly reduced in the second Star Trek movie.
Right.
Whether or not you liked that movie or not, at least, you know, he learned some lessons from it. So there's always that hope as well.
True. Okay. Here are some mini... news items from the Heat Vision blog on Hollywood Reporter. I just lost it. Oh, if you were wondering, with the Minions movie coming out, hey, are they thinking about doing a comic of the Minions? They actually are. Titan Comics is going to be doing a Minions comic book. So I am intrigued enough by the Minions that I might have to check that out. So there's that. And then the other story was Dark Horse, who apparently is still a little bitter over losing the license to Star Wars.
Right.
Wants you to send, or I'm sorry, not you, wants the comic book stores, the dealers, to send them any extra copies of their Star Wars books. And you will be getting a special ultra rare alternate edition of an upcoming Barbed Wire number one. Now, if you remember Barbed Wire, the movie that Pamela Anderson was in.
I remember Barbed Wire.
Apparently Dark Horse is rebooting Barbed Wire, and stores can get, you know, these ultra-rare alternate editions if they just turn in their Star Wars number one. Now, they're not really sure, no one really knows if any of the stores are going to do this, because I guess they're into their fifth printing on Star Wars. So it's doing really well. But
yeah,
it's funny because there's, I guess, It says here, this isn't the first time that such a stunt has been attempted. In 2010, Marvel was the publisher offering comics in exchange for a competitor's product, offering retailers a special Siege comic if they receive 50 copies of specific DC Entertainment titles. So these kind of shots across the bows of, you know, competitors is not nothing new. So, all right, Art, what do you have next?
Okay, so, wait, they're making a theme park based on the Hunger Games? Now, see, I think a theme park based on the Hunger Games, that's just called paintball, right?
It depends how good the food service is.
Yes. Okay. So I thought the article was pretty funny. It starts off with, theme parks based on dangerous concepts tend to be terrible ideas. Just ask the folks behind Jurassic Park. But they're actually going to be doing, you know, it's in Dubai. So I don't think anybody who listens to us is going to be going there anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
But so I just thought that was interesting. A theme park based on the Hunger Games. I just say go play paintball.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't know if they get the hotel and they got travel agents with, you know, timeshare of the Hunger Games. I don't know. This sounds like a bad idea. Seems like they got better things to do in India than Hunger Games theme parks. But, you know.
Okay. To each their own.
Yeah. Very good. To each their own. All right. I'm out of news.
Okay.
So you can carry us out if you have any more.
I have one more thing. And it's X-Men Apocalypse will definitely bring back a character from an earlier film. They're bringing back Angel, which figured very prominently into the whole Apocalypse and the Four Horsemen. He was the Angel of Death, the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. They did that storyline for a while. He ends up losing his wings and getting metal ones instead, and riding with the other horsemen of Apocalypse as servants of Apocalypse. So I think that could all be very interesting. Can't wait to see where that's going. And that is it for news on my end.
All right. So we are at the end of the show. So everyone, thank you for listening. Art, enjoy the rest of your week off. And happy birthday.
Thank you, sir. I will thoroughly enjoy it.
And to our listeners out there, have a good Easter weekend. Hopefully go see a movie. And you can leave us a voicemail. You can find the details at backseatproducers.com. And other than that, be safe, and we will catch you next time.
Good night, everybody.